Brazilian financial markets soared today following the announcement yesterday of a $30 billion loan for the country from the International Monetary Fund. Other Latin American markets also strengthened as the prospect of regional financial chaos lessened. Today, the Brazilian government said it is also negotiating for loans from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank. Joining us to talk about the situation is Fred Bergsten of the Institute for International Economics. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Brazil has a $250 billion debt, and there was concern that it might not meet its obligations, particularly if one of the leftist candidates wins the upcoming presidential election. Will this $30 billion change that?
I think it could change it in two ways. One is by strengthening international confidence that the Brazilians will be able to make it. That could renew flows of capital into Brazil. That'll get their economy growing faster, bring their interest rates down, and that would reduce the debt burden on them quite substantially. The other impact is political. It's going to be very hard for any of the presidential candidates not to agree with this new program. If they objected to the program, they could be blamed for renewing the crisis and throwing the country into turmoil. Announcing the program at this time is quite a clever move by the IMF and by current Brazilian policymakers to kind of trap the presidential candidates into endorsement. That means they have to continue with the current responsible policies if they do get elected. And under those kinds of policies, Brazil probably can't avoid a real crisis.
As I understand it, this record IMF loan doesn't have the same stringent targets and other requirements that many previous IMF loans have had, and that this will give the new president, whomever it is, more budget flexibility. Is that a good idea?
This new program could not have the usual type of stringent conditions because there's nobody to negotiate it with. You can't know who the new government's going to be, and no candidate can really commit himself, even if he were willing to do so. So the IMF had the difficult choice of either going ahead on this basis or not going ahead at all. I think it was the right choice to make. Given the fact that Brazil accounts for half the economy of South America, it's essential to get Brazil back on a reasonably optimistic tack, or else the whole of South America will be in continuing and very deep crisis.
The Bush administration is backing this record IMF loan to Brazil after criticizing big IMF loans to countries in trouble in the past. In fact, as recently as June, Treasury Secretary O'Neill said that he didn't think lending Brazil money was a brilliant idea because its problems were political and not economic. Why this 180-degree shift by the White House?
Well, it's only a shift in rhetoric. One has always had to distinguish between the rhetoric of the Bush administration and its actual policies. It has contributed before to substantial rescue operations of this type for Turkey, for Argentina a year ago when disaster was trying to be averted in Argentina, in a series of smaller countries. So despite the tough rhetoric, the Bush administration has actually gone along with a lot of rescues that were much bigger relative to the size of the country than the Clinton administration ever did. Therefore, it's not such a big change.
Before this turnaround at the White House, Secretary O'Neill complained that IMF loans to Latin America might just end up in Swiss bank accounts because of corrupt officials. What's the likelihood of that happening?
I think that's very unlikely in the Brazilian case. There is a risk that the money could be re-exported by repayments to private banks or other lenders to Brazil, but that depends on recapturing overall confidence, getting the foreign banks and other lenders to maintain their exposure in Brazil. That, in fact, is the fundamental purpose of this whole program, and I suspect it's got a pretty good chance of working.
Thanks very much, Dr. Bergsten.
Okay.
Fred Bergsten is director of the Institute for International Economics in Washington, D.C.